we got about 8 hours almost now. I don't know, you know, how much longer. But
then I don't know how much longer to take. That's what we'll do.
Well, tell me about this medicine that y'all used to take.
Oxycodone broke my chills out. But I had to give him chill tonic. I forgot what the name of it was.
What, is that liquid too?
Yeah, they're both liquid.
Huh.
And they both got quinine in them.
Oh, I see.
We had to take quinine on top of the liquid. We had to take quinine.
I bet that was bad too.
And we'd have to take, in the spring of the year, I start to give my children a round of Calomel.
A what?
Calomel.
What's that?
That's medicine.
Yeah? What's it for? I understand.
It's to keep, it's drive the malaria out of your system and work it, and then take four capsules of Calomel, and then take a big dose of oil or salts after it, and that worked all and stuff up.
When you do it in the spring or something?
In the spring of the year, when the spring of the year comes. Yeah. That's what Daddy done me, and that's the way I had to do my children.
Yeah.
And then after me and Roy come so near dying, I done it every spring.
What, get chills?
Yeah, I'd take that calm one time.
Oh, I see.
For me and him, because he was about 4 years old before my baby was born.
Yeah.
And boy, he wasn't quite four, I don't guess, about 3.5 or 4.
Yeah.
And boy, we thought he was dead one day.
Oh, how terrible.
He was pale as a sheet when his daddy come in from the field. And he said, "How's the baby getting along?" I said, "Honey, I wish you'd come and look at him." And he went in there and looked at him. And we'd just gotten a hole in his way that time. He said, "Honey, I see right now what we're going to have to do." I said, "What?" He said, "We're going to have to get down on our knees and ask God to spare this baby or else." So we got down by the side of this cot. Both of us prayed and cried. And my oldest daughter, she was about 8 years old. Mm. She got down there and wrung her little hands and cried and prayed too. And the oldest boy did too. He was about 7.
Well, I guess it worked.
He never had another chill.
Oh, that's great.
He never had another chill, so I don't know whether the chill kind of cured him or the Lord.
Yeah, maybe both, huh?
Well, both helped.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about it.
Is it raining out there?
I don't know.
Something's going on. Yeah, I don't know.
It said we might have some rain.
Okay. Is
passed
away, is that nice or is it funny?
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's dead.
Okay. Okay, what other way is there of saying it?
Well, it's a good thing she died. She froze.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way most people say, you see.
Yeah. And
then
they lay people away out in
Down on the cooling board.
Okay.
My mother was laid.
Is that right?
I was 6 years old. Oh. And they bought the casket the next morning.
But what are they called? Those are the buried
cemetery.
Okay, what if it's real small and out in the country? What's it called? Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. What if it's real, real small and it's on the farm? What's it called? What do you
do? A family plot most of the time.
Okay. People are dressed in black and say they're in
mourning.
Somebody meets you on the street and says, "Hey, how are you today?" You're just feeling about average. You might say,
"I'm here." That's what I always say.
Okay, anything else you might say?
No, I'll just say, "I'm here too."
Okay.
Well, I generally say, "I'm here."
Okay.